Next up this evening we have Spax. He's the one of the. Are you the organizer or one of the organizers of the Scrap Club?
Oh yeah, Scrap Club. Pick it up.
Yep.
You got.
The Scrap Club's coming up next Saturday, the 15th of March, in Area 10 in Peckham, where you get there and we organise everything. You just pick up a sledgehammer and smash it all. We've got washing machines and computers and televisions and piano fridges, or you bring your own printers, coffee machines, and it's all to be all smashable.
Is there anything that you won't smash?
That I won't smash?
Yeah.
You know, are we talking just like not animals or anything like that? I'm so much sure the rabbit.
Sorry, nice.
They're
is
too
it?
Cute. Yeah.
Okay, so nothing. You're not allowed to smash anything living, but
no,
old computer parts. You know,
no.
Smash it to bits.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, we got micro smashing as well. We got like, but nobody actually goes for that. It's more like just circuit boards with a pair of pliers where people can just rip this stuff out. You know, it's a bit more emotional. But nobody uses that. People go straight for the
macro smash.
Yeah, yeah. The sledgehammers. So yeah, so come down to Area 10. It's £7 to get in, and go to scrapclub.co.uk, and that's where you got ticket information and all that.
Okay. Also, you have your own new toy web as well. What is new toy web? Is that mostly just an outlet for your own stuff? Or?
Yeah. It's just. Well, I put all my music on there and some films that I did and just events that I put on. I'm putting on this underwater sound event. Did I tell you about that?
No.
It's in July. I'm going to put speakers underwater and ask people to compose. There's an open call for proposals where you send in stuff and it gets played underwater and the audience go in and float around the pool. And, you know, you can feel the sounds.
So obviously you need, these are special kind of underwater speakers.
Yeah.
And, so it does sound really naive, but these are special underwater speakers.
Yeah.
So these, this is something that is the place we're doing, is that have the facility to do that already, or is that something you have to
do? No, I'm getting the speakers and organising everything. They're just like pools, like in the London Fields Lido, that's where I'm going to do it.
Right.
In the Lido. And, and then I'm going to, hopefully, if I get some funding, tour around the country with it. And it's an open call for proposals, so people can submit stuff that will go on the tour.
Right, so if people want to get in contact, it's also through New Toy.
Yeah, newtoy.org.
Newtoy.org.
Yeah.
Okay, so aside from that, is there anything else you'd like to plug before we get started? Or?
No, just Scrap Club next week, and that's it, really.
Okay.
Play some... I'm going to start off with because I play mashups, but this is going to be like half a mashup of the Ace of Spades.
Thank you.
Splashed into the water.
Oh.
mean, fine by, to be honest.
I know.
I can't. I don't think there are hardly any normal ones.
Oh, what was that? Oh, I just had one.
Nearly.
Anyway, we should next put on the ringtone, so...
That's it.
No. Yes. No. You would not have that in an office. That would drive everyone mad.
That would drive everyone fucking mad.
Thank you.
down like blood right in the street. Last thing I remember is hearing like,
"Mate,
come on." I rolled up my blanket and I turned my face toward the fire. I was right up to tell the Springer boys had been lying to me, and a man could join up with the posse and not find out the sheriff's name, and I guess a man could ride himself half to death on an off chance of earning him $1,500 reward if he had a mind to do it. Of course, it hadn't worked out. Kip's hunch on train robbers were using this pass, it just hadn't worked out. But I played plenty of wild hunches myself. But then I dropped off to sleep. And last thing I remember is hearing my
knife.
Line.
That was Specs, aka Joel, on LFM. So for more information, go to newtoy.org, or alternatively for information about the Scrap Club, scrapclub.co.uk. And the next event is... Joel.
Sorry?
When was the next Scrap Club again?
Oh, it's next Friday.
It's next Friday.
No, sorry, next Saturday. Saturday. Between 5 and 11 at Peckham, Area 10, in Peckham, behind Peckham Library.
Are people allowed to bring their own scrap?
Yeah. It's encouraged.
Not just scrap you provide.
Yeah. People bring their own stuff. This guy brought his guitar that his dad gave him when he was 16. It was really traumatic. Actually, he tattooed the Scrap Club logo and the website on his leg. I mean, how hard for that? Yeah, with the website. I mean, imagine if we changed
the
website.
That's good. You must have had a lot of response.
He obviously photographed it.
Yeah. He himself photographed it and put it online. So, because people can load it. And this other guy came from Newcastle all the way down with his video recorder that he passionately wanted to smash. People bring their laptops. And
I bet a lot of people bring their laptops and computers.
You must
get like a lot of passionate response, I'd imagine. It's like the kind of thing that strikes you as being something that you know, most people probably have a thing that they'd like to smash up or like just want to get to grips with.
It's really relieving. Do you have
like the stuff turned on at the time, or do you?
No, it's not.
I was thinking it'd be more satisfying to smash a computer if it was on.
Yeah.
Or kind of smash a washing machine if it was actually doing some washing at the same time. Could be water and stuff everywhere.
Well, I mean, could that work like with circuit? Would that just blow the circuit or something?
Well, I suppose it's a big health and safety kind of.
With a computer, it would cut out. It would fuse itself, I reckon. If you smashed up like a monitor or something, it would fuse itself when.
It would just blow up or something.
I've broken a telly which has been on before.
Well, there's only one way to tell. There's a computer right here.
I'd love to smash it. I wouldn't really dare. Dave will do that for you instead. Hey, what would you smash, Tamon? Choice of any object.
And I can't choose an animal, no? Probably the streaming computer, but that's probably not a very good idea right now.
What wouldn't you smash though? Would you rather smash a piano or a laptop?
I'd rather smash a laptop.
Not a piano. Would you feel bad about smashing a piano?
Well, I've got more respect for a piano than a laptop, but
why have you got more respect?
Probably smashing a laptop would be quite boring compared to smashing a piano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, a computer is pretty nice. There's a lot of things inside which repeatedly smashed.
Yeah.
I think I'd definitely be motivated towards that, but it would be brutal as well. It's a real love-hate thing I have with computers. I think a lot of people have that as well. But I definitely think if I really wanted to get a sort of feeling of calm, I think it would have to be my laptop.
But smashing a piano would sound a lot better, though.
Yeah. Well, no, it doesn't actually sound... It goes down in one. Or in two, and like in one round it's down and doesn't really make any sound. You don't really hear the thong that you'd expect.
What if you attack the hammers?
Yeah. Really? It still doesn't. It's just so hard. Just you don't even. It's too hard to be heard.
Right, okay.
But car sounds really good, and the washing machines are the best. I actually saved a big Coca-Cola fridge from last time. I'm going to present it because there's. It looks like this bomb blew out of it. It's a beautiful object suddenly because you know it's got the Coca-Cola kind of. Mangled and there's like this huge hole on the side. It's gorgeous.
Wow. So for more kind of
for
that,
more smashy smashy.
Smashy. Yeah, go to the smashy smashy club or the scrap club. Scrapclub.co.uk.